Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's beautiful outside. Well, it won't be in 2 hours.
It won't be in 2 hours, but I'm going to tell you what. If you like wearing your clothes, you can wear your clothes in this stuff.
Well, I won't be feeling much of it in the cooler.
So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
You're
with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike, and that's Stu. And we got Leanna here. Running
and
things
fresh,
on the board.
Fresh back from a trip to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah. Yes. We got to hear about this trip.
Yeah.
I hadn't been in so long. Well, yeah. Paul McCartney show last year was the last time I've been in New Orleans. So,
Well, it just popped up in our things to remember 2 years ago when we ate at Emeralds.
That's right.
And
for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not our little trip. We went
right,
over there.
That
with
was a little over
World here. Food Championship.
Or when we went there on St. Patrick's Day on our way to L.A.
There too.
Yeah.
There too. So,
in case you didn't know, Leanna, Mike can't even catch a flight in New Orleans without going to Bourbon Street first.
Well
there was nothing else to do.
That's true. The flight, y'all left at 5:30 and we left at 6 or
somewhere
6 and 6:30. And I got off work at 10 and 11 o'clock. So we just decided the best thing to do was drive on over and do St. Patrick's Day morning, early morning, in the French Quarter, and then later that night in Beverly Hills.
We went to Johnny White's, and we saw him do a shift change at 3 a.m. in the morning.
So, as opposed to 3 a.m. in the afternoon.
That's it. And the streets were still alive because it was St. Patrick's Day. And and even on the Pat O'Brien's app, they said we close at 11 or midnight or something like that. Well, no, they were going strong. Because it was St. Patty's Day.
Right.
And Johnny White's is sad. They're closing down after 60, 70 something years. My parents used to hang out at Johnny White's in New Orleans. They'd go take a bus over there for Saints games, and they'd go there before the game and then come back after the game and then whatever. And but that was he used to be a well known coach at Tulane or something. In the New Orleans area, and he opened a bar, I guess.
Johnny White, not your dad.
No, not my dad, Johnny White. And it's a legendary bar. I mean, it's the scummiest, one of the scummiest, nastiest bars. But I loved it. You know, it's a cool place. And we were trying to get drinks to keep us awake.
Yeah. Long enough to get on the plane and then sleep.
Yeah.
And you know, we woke back up right as the sun was coming up, so we got to look out the window and see the Grand Canyon and Crater National Park. And you know, it was the weirdest thing. In the middle of the day, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, there's this bright light coming from the middle of the desert. And so I asked one of the flight attendants, I said, what are the chances that's Las Vegas? And he goes, that's Las Vegas. It looked like a strobe light 500 miles away.
Wow.
It was just unreal during the daytime.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love flying. Yeah, I'll be flying next month.
Yeah,
and I've got to leave. I was supposed to fly out at 9 a.m. No, they changed it. 6 a.m.
Oh yeah, excellent.
So
which airport?
Mobile.
Oh okay.
I got a really good rate out of Mobile.
Well, that's surprising.
But I got to leave at 6 a.m. Oh, all prices are really. And if I'd booked it just a few days earlier, I would have got like $40 cheaper.
We have we're going to Colorado in September, and we got a really great deal months ago when everything was like really dropping. We went ahead and jumped on the airline tickets.
Well, you know, who wouldn't want to go to the Mile High City?
Yeah, yeah.
Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah,
Colorado. Tell everybody said hi.
I've been to Denver. It is a beautiful city. When I was a kid, I thought we stopped in a little diner in downtown Denver, and Daddy goes, you want a Denver omelet? And I went, Oh, okay. I thought the omelet name changed depending on what city you were in. Because that was the first time I'd ever heard Denver omelet was in Denver. And then we got home, and he goes, you want a Denver omelet? And I said, well, we're in Mobile. And he goes, no, it's a specific type of omelet.
Yeah. It's also called a Mile High City.
Oh.
Denver.
Had not heard
it's supposed
that one
to be
yet.
A mile high above sea level. So.
Yeah, it is. A little more than that, I think.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But it was a great little trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet. Our trip was great. Yeah. We had a good trip out there.
Yeah, we did.
I think we were waiting the whole time, but we crashed when we got to the Airbnb.
We didn't.
We were out.
We didn't. Y'all took a nice little six-hour nap.
Yes, it was and, worth it.
Heather and I took an Uber into Beverly Hills, and we ended up at a little coffee shop on one of those famous streets watching Lamborghinis go by.
Yeah.
Lamborghini.
That was the thing, Leanne. We were sitting at an ice cream shop drinking, eating $45 scoops of ice cream.
Wow. Gelato.
In Beverly Hills. In Beverly Hills. And there would be three or four Rolls Royces sitting right there at the red light next to each other. But the roads were horrendous.
Oh, really?
The area, Beverly Hills was gorgeous, but the roads were horrendous.
Like potholes?
Pothole looked like Houston Street.
Oh, wow.
Just so much traffic.
Well, probably hard to shut it down. Yeah. You're true that about that. But and we didn't even make, we were one block over from Rodeo Drive. We didn't even go.
We did.
Huh? Well, they may have. We just kept talking about it. We just never went.
we walked all around that area. But Leanna, you were in New Orleans last night. What was the bar that you were at?
The Tin Top.
Tin Top, and that was on the roof of the Pontchartrain
Hotel.
Is
that T-I-N or T-E-N? T-I-N or T-E-N?
Yeah,
that's one of those rooftop bars.
It was really nice. We were trying to, of course, stay safe, and we wore our masks all day, but it's hard when you go to a bar or anything. So my boyfriend knew about it, so we went and sat out there and were able to look over the city. It was really nice.
Yeah, I didn't know that view was there. We had eaten at a restaurant on the first floor of that hotel called the Jack Rose a couple of years ago.
Oh, I saw that.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, really?
We had eaten at Emeralds the night before, were blown away by Emeralds, and then brunch the next day at the Jack Rose was even better.
Wow.
It's the kind of city New Orleans is.
We plan to go back and stay at the hotel. Well, I'll try that.
It was terrific. Our good friend Wes Neffen was the executive sous chef there at the time, and he was running brunch and really took care of us. They have this thing called the shambong. It is a champagne glass, and it curls around and then comes up like this, and instead of having a stem at the bottom, that's what you drink from. And it comes out, and you just pick it up, and it just shoots the champagne straight down.
Oh, wow.
And it was a neat experience and very good champagne.
Champagne?
Yeah. It was some good champipple. But just a terrific we had sweetbreads, if you know what that is. They were terrific. Wes did a spin on chicken and waffles, and it was fried quail and waffles.
I love quail.
With a cane syrup that they made in-house. It's just a terrific. Heather had her first taste of Wagyu. It was a Wagyu flat iron steak, I believe.
Oh, wow.
For breakfast or brunch. And it just terrific meal. And then the dessert was a chocolate mint cake thing with chocolate sauce that was hot that was poured on top of it at the table. And it was like an ice cream cake kind of thing. It was really good.
I was talking to some people at the bar last night.
Which bar was that?
The Le Bichon Wine Bar.
Oh, Le Bichon Wine Bar.
And
wonderful place.
They had been, they took a trip to Thibodeau and looked at some of the old antebellum mansions, tourist attractions now, gorgeous places. And a friend of theirs bought one. It was built in the early 1800s, and they were over there looking at it. And they had stopped in New Orleans, and they had – I forgot what restaurant they went to. But but they were bragging about the Bananas Fosters.
Oh.
And I've been craving that for quite a while now. So But anyway, we got to go to break in a second. And
hey, we've got a text line if y'all want to join in the conversation.
Yeah, 343-0106, text us there, or better yet, call us there.
But we are expecting a special guest this morning, so y'all get ready. Matt Golden, owner of Lodi Beer Garden, will be in this morning. We're going to spend a little time with him, and I think you'll enjoy that.
Yes.
And Michael.
Yes.
Listen to this song, buddy.
Tiny bubbles
in the wine
make me happy,
make me happy,
make me feel fine,
make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That's us. We're Mike and Stu. I went out and visited a park in Sims yesterday that didn't exist when I was growing up in Sims.
Yeah,
the Sims Municipal Park.
Municipal.
Municipal Park.
So they're a municipality?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Nice little park. Had a pretty little pond there. Disc golf course that I found out was designed by one of the top disc golf designerizers out there. It was surprising. It was a beautiful little pond with a creek running to it. But Heather does that Pokemon game where you drive around.
Still?
Yeah. She told me that her older sister, Beth, does that. And they apparently they'll have meetups or something, but everyone stays in their car. Mm-hmm. And Beth had noticed that there was this one player that was at all the meetups she was at, so she decided to pay attention. And it turned out to be a woman in her 60s.
Hmm.
And she said she was just kicking everybody's butt.
Hmm.
So, we went out to the park because that's a good place to find them is at city parks and stuff.
Okay.
And we did that a lot when we were in Hattiesburg. And we use that as a way to learn the city.
Right.
It was interesting for that. I mean, I never even looked at the screen. I was looking at everything else, but she was having a blast. And so we went out to the little park, and it was nice. And they've got a bunch of little picnic tables, and I'm thinking, we're going to be having us some picnics out there.
Picnic?
Mm-hmm. No picnic.
Like Yogi Bear?
Yeah.
Boo Boo?
Yeah. Yeah. The first time we went out to Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Visited Yellowstone.
The first time.
Right. I've been twice.
Okay. I would love to go.
Every American should see Yellowstone.
Yes. Go see them now while we can.
Right.
Before they change their names.
Right. But, that one's going to stay the same.
Yellow.
Yeah. The stone was, yeah. But then we went on to Spokane where my grandparents lived. And my grandfather, did you see Yogi Bear? When you is it Jellystone?
That's right, Jellystone.
Yeah. Yeah, Jellystone was the name of their park.
Yeah. See, food-related. See, this food-related.
Absolutely. Also food-related, there was a prairie dog village there.
Okay.
At the Old Faithful Inn.
Prairie dog.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with food.
I've never eaten prairie dog.
But.
Didn't know you could.
Since we're on the subject, we had bison burgers again last night.
Okay.
Heather just loves them. So do I. Mm-hmm. If you haven't tried bison, it is the best beef you'll ever eat.
Okay.
On the opposite end of the scale from Wagyu, which is fatty and rich and luxurious, bison's very healthy. It is.
So Wagyu could be the pork belly of beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the beef is the salmon of beef. The bison is the salmon of beef. It's very healthy and delicious.
Now, I know there's a restaurant in Fairhope called Locals,
mm-hmm.
and they do the bison burger.
And
probably 8, 9, 12 more of the styles. Just like Eats is across from District Donuts in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do. I think they even have an ostrich burger at Eats in New Orleans there on Magazine.
Oh, now District is the slider place.
Right, but right across the street from
Eats.
It's Eats.
Okay, I had not visited that yet.
And me and Brandon and Eliana and her mom, we sat there and had...
Need to try that next time.
We
keep coming back to New Orleans, don't we?
We do. Actually, we ate at Districts, and then we walked across the street, because you couldn't get alcohol at Districts.
Right.
But you go across the street, and we had a couple of drinks there.
Right.
Talked about Eliana's career and...
Yeah.
Where it was going. And
and Leanna, the next time you're in New Orleans, you must go to District Donuts, Sliders, and Brew.
Okay.
The brew is coffee.
Yeah.
But
and some soft drinks.
Just over the top coffee, just as good as it can be. Mm. From what I'm told, I don't drink
duck
coffee.
Sliders.
Yeah.
Pork belly sliders.
Yeah.
Duck?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But the donuts are the reason to go. They're like nothing you've ever had.
Oh, really?
They're unreal. I've had a strawberry basil.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the Vietnamese iced coffee donut tastes like coffee smells.
Wow.
It is unreal. I've had, of course, they do a maple bacon. They do the Fat Elvis, which is like banana cream and peanut butter and bacon. And so just unreal. This matcha tea donut and just unreal, the stuff. They had one. Oh, yeah. It had sriracha in it. It was incredible.
What?
It was incredible. It's like a maple sriracha donut. And
wow.
It was just unbelievable how good it was.
That's quite a combo.
Yeah, and it's some of the best donuts you'll ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
And one donut is a meal. So get two.
Hmm.
And
I'll have to try that.
And then they opened another place across the street and down it a little ways that is just hand pies. They just do pies.
Ooh.
Hmm. And both savory and sweet.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried it yet, but I really want to because they're doing the same attention to detail that they do on those sliders and those donuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be incredible. And another great place, I don't think you've been yet either, but it's nationally known now as Turkey and the Wolf.
No.
You have been there or haven't?
No, I have not.
Okay. Unbelievable. We drove over there just to get a bologna sandwich.
What?
It's a fried bologna sandwich. They make it the bologna in-house. And they top it with potato chips that they make in-house.
Oh, I love a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, and deviled eggs that they top with fried chicken skin.
You know, I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I know how to make fried chicken skin.
Yeah.
Actually, I bake mine. It comes out crispy like a cookie.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good way to do it in parchment paper with something to weight it down is best. And then salt it as soon as it comes out. Without salt, they're unedible. It's unbelievable. It's like popcorn. Without salt, it's unedible.
Yeah.
But, so that's another good place. Have you tried Cochon Butcher?
No.
Oh, wow. The duck pastrami sandwich is the most perfect sandwich on earth. Oh. It is so good and so perfectly made that if you added extra cheese, you would ruin it. If you added bacon, you would ruin it. It is so perfect like it is. When it comes out, you're just like, well, this doesn't look like very much.
Mm-hmm.
Just close your eyes, take a bite, and hold on. It is unreal. And they do a mac and cheese topped with pancetta, and they make all the stuff there. And I was – my last visit there was with one of my old sous chefs who lives in New Orleans now, mm-hmm. Sarah Lubitz. And as we were coming out, because it's an actual butcher shop, this truck pulls up. These two guys get out. They lean over in the bed of the truck and pick up a side of beef and carry it in.
Oh, wow.
And it's Donald Link that owns Cochon and Pesque, I think is how it's pronounced.
I thought we had him on our show early in our career.
You're thinking of Tanny Flynn, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. But Donald Link opened a butcher shop just to do the butchering for his restaurant, Cochon. And they decided, we'll sell some sandwiches. And now the sandwich shop is just booming.
Yeah.
And it is unbelievable. And Mike could probably tell you exactly where it is. I can't. I Google Map.
I can walk there.
Yeah. From here?
I know. No.
That would be impressive.
It would be. From the warehouse district, yeah. Mm-hmm. From the convention center, yeah, I can walk there.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it's at from walking.
Well, you know, a friend of mine used to say, every place is within walking distance if you have enough time.
True.
He used to walk from Sims to Bel Air Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He didn't have a car and he wanted to go to the mall. And so he says about 3 hours of walking each way.
I don't have that much patience.
What if they're out of what you want?
I think it was just to go hang out at the mall because he was bored in Sims and with no car.
Well, if you're walking that far, yes. Yes, I can see it.
So, Gene, any place good this week?
You know, I try to support local.
Mm-hmm.
I always do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a friend of mine works at what's her name? Paula Deans over in Owa.
Right.
So I was trying to catch up with him, and I went there and ate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I did the usual Champies thing and
right.
Cravers and, mm-hmm. you know. I did go to OY and went to Paula Deen's. And, you know, they were very restrictive about, you know, all the COVID-19 stuff. And
right.
really, and it's a big place, so you can mm-hmm. see people around. But the choices of food, you do a 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
a 2 and 4 or a 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the pork chop and the chicken and dumplings. But then you get your 4 sides. Mm-hmm. You get to choose your sides. So I went with the black eyed peas because I hadn't had any black eyed peas in a while.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, those black eyed peas were delicious.
Good.
But it
good.
Had something in them mm. that hit you about 2 hours later.
Oh.
That was spicy. And it was a very delayed reaction.
Oh, really?
And I had to dig in my console and look for my Tums because it hit me, boom, just like that.
That's cool. We did brunch at Cheese Cot. No, we didn't. That was 2 weeks ago.
I'm gonna tell you another chain.
Yeah,
it's PS Tacos. They're kind of new. Mm-hmm. I ate the one in Foley.
Just opened one in Saraland.
Mobile, and then Saraland's coming.
Okay.
So I ate there, and it was super. Tacos huge.
Mm.
Huge, I tell you.
343-0106. You want to get in on the conversation?
Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice, and soaking up a race, but it's not.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You gonna join us, Mike?
I'm sorry, I was in deep thought.
He was deep in thought. Did it have a fried egg on it?
And crunchy peanut butter.
Oh.
And a grilled pineapple.
Oh. And macaroni and cheese.
I don't do mac and cheese. I'm
that.
Sorry.
I know that. I threw that in since you quit salivating.
Okay. I guess our guest is not going to be able to make it today.
Matt Golden, but maybe next week.
Maybe we can get him in next week.
And he may walk through the door any second. You don't know.
And that'll be all right.
He's full of surprises. But so we ain't got anything to talk about at this point.
Why don't some of you people call in and tell us where you ate at?
Yeah.
There's this whole COVID-19 thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's still places opening and they're closing like shortly mm-hmm. after. And I've got a close friend. She and her son both had quarantine. They both got it. And mm-hmm. I mean, this thing is serious out there, folks. And I know you don't want to mm-hmm. wear your mask, but you know, 500 or 1,900 new cases is not a death sentence. You know,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, by all reports, and I looked at every news organization there was yesterday, all the CDC and everybody's reporting fewer deaths.
Yeah. Well, other than CNN, everyone is reporting the truth, which is there's no hospitalizations hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and CNN, they've run this story about every single state that. They did it about Alabama, which is why I noticed it said our hospitals were at 105% capacity. They ran that as a headline story.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of hospital beds in Alabama. This was in April, I think it was. And there were people from Mobile Infirmary and everything on the local news next day going, we got, you know, I don't know, 17 patients.
The thing is,
they've got 100 empty beds.
Now they've lifted a lot of restrictions. People are getting their surgeries they needed scheduled anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're elective surgeries or life-saving surgeries, you know, bypasses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing COVID-19, really. But, you know, just practice washing your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch anybody. And just keep your distance. Just simple, mm-hmm. common sense things we need to practice anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand wearing the mask, but I'm having to,
right.
or do, and.
Yeah.
In my job requirements, and my customers require mm-hmm. that I wear a mask. And if I'm going to keep their business, mm-hmm. I've got to wear a mask.
I will tell you, I got one of those neck sock things
mm-hmm.
that can come all the way up over your face, mm-hmm. and ladies can use it to put their hair up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly comfortable.
Yeah.
I have no problems with that at all. Any of the masks, the bandana, all of that, I'm constantly fidgeting with it. This, mm-hmm. I don't have to. I just put it on, and I forget I've got it on a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So that was $6 well spent.
Yeah.
And I only spent it because I left my bandana at home.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I walked in the door at work, I went and bought one.
Hmm.
But I really like it.
Where did you buy one of those at?
This was right at the cash register at Rouse's.
Huh.
But Walmart sells them. Go back to the sporting goods department.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, I work a lot in a cooler and a freezer. I'll put it on to go in there to keep my face warm. Now, it keeps my ears toasty.
I bet.
I like a toasty ear.
I took a surgical mask, and I cut the string, the little ear loops off of it, and I super glued it to the bottom of a pair of glasses.
So, that's the kind of thinking that would make Benjamin Franklin proud.
Yeah.
Because
they worked fine, except I got the super glue all over the lenses, and I couldn't see. And plus, the super glue is highly toxic. And I was getting real dizzy there. So I had to take them off for a while. Now you can't smell it because I think I burned out all the membranes in my nose.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we got a text message from David Hubble, and he wants to know if I've learned anything new and interesting in the meat trade, you know, been training. Every day I learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I learned Friday when I spoke to my market manager, and this is very encouraging for all of us, is that, you know, the processing plants didn't take COVID seriously in the beginning, had huge outbreaks, and then they just shut down for 2 months and wouldn't go to work.
And meat prices went through the ceiling.
And President Trump said, you need to get back to work.
Yeah.
And they're running now at about 80% capacity or production. Mm-hmm. And you should see these prices starting to top out here soon. A lot sooner than we thought it was going to. But it's going to be months to recover. And like my market manager said, any little thing now that causes a shutdown again, it's going to take years to recover.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hanging by a thread right now. But it's evening out.
Well, let me ask you some meat questions.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do
you. We all know the filet. We all know the T-bone, the ribeye. Mm-hmm. And the porterhouse, which is one of my favorites, porterhouse. But what are some – and the cube steak. What part of the cow does cube steak come from?
Usually the sirloin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a part that's kind of tough, and that's why it gets tenderized.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you, chuck eye steak seemed to be very popular. It's not anything that I had ever really eaten that much before, but we have people that come in specifically for these chuck eye steaks. They're going to be about as tender and flavorful as a ribeye, and that's the thing with a chuck steak. It tastes very similar to a ribeye. It's got a similar fat content to a ribeye, but there's always some gnarly little piece you can't chew on, and that's why it tends to be cheaper.
Okay.
And you just, you know, when you get to that piece, you chunk it to the puppy. And that's why
it's got all the millions of little preparations in it.
Oh, you're talking about cube steaks.
I thought we were still.
Chuck eye.
Okay, chuck eye.
You asked me what a steak, and I've been talking about chuck eye.
Well, let me ask you about what are some of the other pieces of meat that we won't normally think about buying that are pretty good pieces of meat that you can, like, you know, tell us what a skirt steak is and what a.
Well, those skirt and flank, they come off the rib area, different spots on it. Same place that bacon would come on a pork. You know, on the belly part, the brisket is further up on the chest. But those are wonderful as long as you slice them correctly. Go against the grain and slice them thin, and they'll be so tender and delicious. But if you try and slice those like a normal steak, you're not going to be able to chew it.
Yeah.
And that's genuinely what you would find in a really good fajita, is skirt steak sliced thin like that. But I tell you, for 4th of July, I did this pork brisket.
Yeah.
Which is the bone off the top of the St. Louis, the big bone they cut off. And what I ended up having was four bones like that, four brisket bones, with as much meat on each bone as a rack of St. Louis ribs. And I paid $14 and essentially had the meat of four racks of ribs. But the bones are in weird places, and you can't really just sit there and gnaw on it like you could a rack of ribs. So I just pulled it all.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what pulled barbecue ribs taste like, do a brisket. And everyone loved it. They raved about it. It has just been terrific.
Do you create a bark on it like you would a regular?
Yeah. It's going to be more like a ribby texture on the outside as opposed to a Boston butt.
Yeah.
But I did a rub with brown sugar and T. Roy Swamp Shake. And just combine those two.
I got to get me some of that T-Roy's.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not too salty either. It's the salt is a little more in line because you take like a Tony Cash Reese. You try and use that as a rub, you're going to make it too salty.
Yeah. Because I know people who will rub salt on it anyway and then use that, or vice versa.
Right.
And that's too much salt. Way too much salt.
Yeah. But the T-Roy's, I mean, it's got salt in it, but it's the herbs and there's a lot of dried thyme in it, which I love.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. Another one that would be really good is Keys Southern Spice. Remember, we did that on that ham that we did on Studio 10 for New Year's Eve, and it was just perfect for pork.
Right.
Had that little touch of cinnamon in it.
Yeah.
And I like. But, try that pork brisket if you see them. Rouse's has had them here the last couple of weeks. And also, if you're a fan of the pork steak, which comes off the Boston butt, try a pork sirloin steak. It's only got the one bone in the middle, kind of like a ham.
Mm-hmm.
But it's generally about $1 a pound cheaper.
Yeah.
And it is delicious, and not that weird bone you have to chew around.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to get around.
I bought a piece of pork. It looked just like a ribeye.
It's called a pork ribeye.
It is.
Yeah, ribeye chop. Yeah.
I took a picture of it, and I put it on Facebook, because it was about an inch and a half, inch and a quarter thick.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it had Andy McDonald, our friend Andy McDonald, was making fun of me because he said, "Oh man, look at that marbling!" And so good. But it did; it had marbling.
Well, yeah,
and it was delicious. By the way, Andy, it was delicious. Yeah.
When we did that beer pairing dinner with Fairhope Brewing when I was at Lucky, that was my entree, was a pork ribeye, and I did a coffee rub on it.
Yeah,
and paired it with a stout beer that had coffee in it.
Mm-hmm.
George Roy Beans.
I had two of them last night.
Oh, you dirty dog.
I love them.
Where's mine?
Love them. And you know what? I compared it. I left there and I went to stopped at another place, establishment on the way home, and I had it. They didn't have George Roy Beans. They had Guinness. So I tried the Guinness, and even though I sold Guinness for years at Alabama Crown, it still doesn't taste to me, in my flavor, my personal opinion. In my personal taste, it's not as good as the Judge Roy Bean coffee stout.
That's probably the freshest thing. Now, my brother went to Dublin and went to the Guinness brewery and tried the Guinness there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's night and day from what we get here.
Oh, sure.
And they found out that all the batches that aren't good, they send to the U.S. because we'll drink anything.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but the good batches. But
a lot of Guinness is made in Jamaica, too, because – Guinness owns Red Stripe, and Red Stripe,
which is also a good beer.
Red Stripe does a Dragon Stout. They had already done a Dragon Stout, so they bought the brewery in Jamaica and created and brewed the Guinness down there.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna learn that on Sean Sullivan's Outdoor Show, folks, right there.
You're right. Yeah. Or two guys and a coin, or two coins and a guy, whatever. Angelo, now
two guys, a coin, and a pizza parlor, something like that. I did not know that about Guinness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is always thought that Murphy's traveled better than Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever had a Murphy stout, the other Irish stout that only one out of five.
But here's the thing.
Is wonderful.
Bordeaux wines taste wonderful in Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
Chianti tastes fabulous in Italy. You know?
Yeah.
It's always going to taste better there.
Yeah, it really is. And because travel does affect it. There's no way around it.
Yeah, you put a piece of wood in a bottle and ship it across the ocean, no telling, in the bottom of a hull of a boat, it's probably 100-something degrees down in there.
Or, you know, 40.
And then put it on tractor-trailer rigs, bouncing around. And
travel affects it.
Yeah.
So I did, like you, I'm a proponent of go to the source.
Go to the source.
Yeah. I love this bison that we're getting, but I'd rather have some in South Dakota.
I bet if I went to Fairhope this afternoon.
Fairhope, Alabama.
Fairhope, Alabama, and went to the Fairhope Brewing Company.
A fine place.
And had a Judge Roy Bean there, that it would probably taste a slight bit better from there than it would, say, in Daphne on tap at Le Bouchon.
Or, you know, like Jewel's up in Sims.
They serve it there, too?
I doubt it. They got both beers, the Pabst and the Blue Ribbon.
Hey, I've been wanting to go to Laurel.
Mississippi?
Are we going to talk about that later? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, 343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation, folks.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I see Andy McDonald. He's here taunting Jim Pennington, who owns the people's the
listening room.
The listening
people's room.
People's room. Down there. He must be at Dick Russell's here, according to this. But I'm trying to plan a one-day trip to Laurel, in my hometown where I was born. I just hadn't been there in many decades, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And now Laurel is very famous on TV, on HGTV, with Hometown, the couple who – and by the way, they're getting ready to do a show where it's all about Wetumpka, Alabama, from when the tornado went through.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to do like a half a dozen homes they're going to remodel, but they're like the most popular show on TV right now. Her cute little blonde self and her big old husky looking husband, you know, and they go in and restore homes in Laurel and they're about Laurel. But I'm looking for some ideas of places to eat at that are open over there, and I've been hearing lately some people have been going to Pearl's. Now, I'm not familiar with Pearl's. Are you familiar with Pearl's?
No, I can recommend going to Hattiesburg and going to the
I'm
Porch.
I'm not from Hattiesburg.
You are from a suburb of Hattiesburg.
I've been all over Hattiesburg, but more than I have Laurel, but because there's a great antique shop over there.
Yeah, but you do realize that I live in an antique shop, right? I'm never going to want to walk into an antique
shop. Well, you know, I'm at the point now I don't want antiques in my house. Maybe in the living room and dining room, but in my bedroom, no, everything smells like antique in there. So, but
do you think that might just be your mustache?
You know, that's kind of antique too. So, but anyway, I'm looking at some ideas, and I was going to pick Andy McDonald's head about going to some places over there, and then just do the Laurel thing. I've got my mom's driver's license from when they were living there when I was born. I want to go see if that house even stands anymore, or if it's a monument. You know, maybe it's a historic landmark now. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you knew of any, you know.
He took his first sip right here at the tender age of 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's saying, hey, Leanna. Look, who's that?
Craig. Hey. Craig. Last name starts with a W.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also astonished for actually talking about food and where to get
Craig,
it.
No personal phone calls. Sir. No personal calls. Don't harass any people up here. But I hear the fried chicken, and you hear that about every place, you know, and the fried chicken. And somebody was talking about last night at the bar I was listening to about it's a take on waffles, chicken and waffles, but it's quail.
I just said that a little while ago.
You stirred my memory in somebody last night. You know, quail is big up around in Mississippi.
I
grew up
quail.
Eating quail.
I love quail.
Yeah, but you reminded me of those guys. I'm thinking, who said that? And it was last night.
Oh, okay.
And they went to a restaurant. It may be in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But they did quail and
waffles. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay. Quail's not enough meat for me. I like.
There's a couple of them.
I like. Cornichons.
Well, I'll tell you the great thing about quail, and I found this with most wild game.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the best gravy in the world.
Really?
My mother made breakfast one Christmas morning. My sister had married a hunter. He had brought a bunch of quail he had shot. My mother made fried quail, biscuits, and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And the gravy that quail made was just unreal. Mm-hmm. And I found it when I've done... Someone's gifted me with a tenderloin of venison or something like that. And, you know, I just slice it up and flour it and fry it and then make gravy with it.
Yeah.
And that gravy is always just unbelievable.
Black pepper. You put black pepper.
Yeah. I'm not talking about sawmill gravy.
Okay.
I'm talking brown gravy.
Oh, just put. Yeah. Still don't put any black, maybe.
Well, yeah, I put salt, pepper, and everything. I put it on vanilla ice cream, which is very common in the Caribbean, by the way, is cracked black pepper on vanilla ice cream.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saw that on TV the other day.
Yeah, because it looks like the vanilla bean.
Yeah.
And but it's a great combination, the vanilla and pepper really play well.
At one time in history, in the 1400s, black pepper was worth more than gold. And kingdoms used to raid each other for their black pepper.
Yep.
And the women and their silks and so on. But, no,
but now you can get it at Williams-Sonoma.
What, black pepper?
Yeah, all peppers. Williams-Sonoma is a great place to buy pepper.
Is it like an arm and a leg there?
Well, it's a little more than you would pay at a Walmart, also much better pepper.
What about
we have a melange currently.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we have a pepper melange in the grinder right now. It is black, it is white, it is green, and also Szechuan.
Well, what about the spices and black pepper from Food Pack?
I don't know that I've ever had it. Everything else is great.
He's got like an aisle and a half. I mean, nothing spices. But spices.
Love
unbelievable.
Food Pack. We've got a friend that lives in the neighborhood right by behind there, so... But it seems like every time we visit, they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they have abbreviated hours.
They open kind of late.
Yeah.
In the morning, and they open, and they stay open late, though. Eight or nine, eight maybe.
They used to close at 7, so that's...
Maybe 7.
That's impressive, yeah. But
great wine selection, by the way.
Yeah, terrific wine selection. And you like feta cheese? They got it from all over the world.
That's it. That's what I love about that place.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. He's a great Iranian that came here, hardly could speak the language, put his kids through school and college, private school and college, not being able to speak the language. And he lived the American – he is the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
And, worked hard.
And gives back to the community and
member. Oh, my God, yes, he does.
Was it Joe Emer that was in a bad traffic accident right there? And he came out and took care of his son. So that
that's right.
Joe could handle the police stuff and all of that.
That's right.
A wonderful addition to our country, and glad they're in our
city. Need more of them like him.
Yeah, both born here and visiting. Mm-hmm. Just good people.
And the Nassers and all them from other communities. It brought many flavors to our city.
Yeah, that's
our fair city.
And just walking in that store. Well, Leanna was just in New Orleans. Did you go by Central Grocery?
We walked by it, just but there sniff. Was people in
That's
and out.
Sniff.
Oh, it smelled so good as we walked by.
Food Pack's the same way. You walk in, and it's just like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, Central Grocery is the best-smelling place on the planet. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're closed
in the city of New Orleans. That's
that's
not right.
Yeah, and they're closed on Sundays. But even when I'm there on a Sunday, I walk by, there's a crack in the door. You can go.
You sniff a crack?
Yeah. Am I doing it wrong?
I don't think that's what they meant, Stu.
Yeah, but you can smell everything inside Central Grocery through that little crack in the door, and it is just heavenly. It is so porky and delicious.
I got this image. I have got this image now. I maybe do a meme on that.
Have to get a picture of me sniffing the doors.
Stu's on crack.
Central Grocery crack.
But while I was there, I did, of course, have red beans and rice. I love red beans. You're
supposed to do that
rice.
On Mondays.
We're doing that for dinner tonight.
We went there Saturday, so I had no choice.
We're doing that for dinner tonight.
You know why they do it on Mondays?
Why?
Mondays is the biggest red beans and rice day because they're usually restaurants are usually out of everything from the weekend, and they haven't gotten their shipment yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they always got red beans and rice and sausage on hand.
Oh, okay.
And they'll do that.
I didn't
now,
know
Butch
that.
Cassidy's got some good red beans and rice.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to reopen. Well, I'm doing
Roy.
I'm doing red beans and rice tonight with some andouille sausage from Hull Sausage and Chickasaw.
Ooh, yum.
We're going to do it upright.
That's the only way
I am so looking forward to dinner tonight. I got a nice loaf of French bread and got the rice and the beans. I'm going to just sit back and kick it up.
Our last week's show, we had a lot of interaction and reaction from people.
Did we?
From last week.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah, we're done, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local like we do.
Yeah.
Don't sniff those door cracks.
If you got to
sniff the hinges.
Yeah, if you can't prove by your, with a crowd, then provolone.
Provolone, folks.